Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, good morning. I want to welcome you to another live show of Radio for Your Mind. You know, we've been going through John Maxwell and Jim Dornan's book, Becoming a Person of Influence, How to Positively Impact the Level of Others. And I tell you, we're flying blind today because I could not get into the switchboard, so we went in through the back door. And if you're online, I can't see who you are, but if you've called in, I want to thank you for being on the show today. You know, we're in Chapter 7, and we're on the third level of influence, mentoring, and we're looking at navigating. How can we navigate other people to become people of influence? How can we help them reach their full potential is what the goal is. And sometimes that's tough to do, man. Just things get in the way. And the guys write something in here that I think is pretty profound. It says, helping people enlarge themselves and develop their potential makes it possible for them to go to a whole new level of living. But no matter how much they grow and learn, they will still face obstacles. I think we all do. They will make mistakes. They will run into problems in their personal and professional lives. And they will encounter circumstances that they won't be able to get through well without some kind of help. And you know, as I read that, as I studied that, I got to thinking, aren't we all that way? Isn't there always somebody that we need to turn to? Isn't there always a mentor that can help us move to the next level? Isn't there somebody that helps equip us? And I think when we stop learning and think we know all the answers, when we stop learning and think that we have all the answers, I think that's when we start to die. That's when our influence starts to wean and we're not even living to our full potential. And as I went through this chapter, I thought, man, this is pretty cool. Because when you realize that you're always the student, when you realize that even when you're leading students, that you're the student, and that you're constantly going to better understand yourself, better understand others, then I think in the long run, you literally become a better teacher, a better mentor. Leroy Imes writes this, a leader is one who sees more than others sees, who sees farther than others sees, and who sees before others do. And I think with a person of influence, when we're navigating and we're trying to lift people up and we're trying to show them where to go, that's how we are. When we're able to take that person and show them where they're going, then that gives them a focus. And there's certain things along the way. A navigator identifies the destination. When I read that, I thought, man, this is good. Most people, when you think about this, are dissatisfied, they're discouraged, they're worried about their careers, they're worried about their jobs, they're worried about their business or their network marketing organization. And that's why they're reaching out. They're reaching out to grab somebody. It reminds me of Doug Fireball and what him and Jackie Almer are doing at the 7BDNU. If you haven't heard of that, it's a $7 billion network marketing university, and it's very unique because they're putting old school and new school together. They're doing a lot of stuff, and I'm really enjoying seeing what it is that they're accomplishing and the leaders that they've brought on. Because they want to be able to guide people. They want to navigate people. And see, what we don't want to do is we don't want to end up burying our dreams, burying ourselves, and never really reaching out there and fulfilling that purpose that God's put on our life, or that purpose that you as an individual feel like that you're on. I think that is the key here. Because if we're not reaching it, how are we going to teach others to reach it? I think back to 9/11 and all of the first responders who not only gave their lives, but in some cases have come forward afterwards and been able to help other people learn what to do, what not to do, what happens when you have a national disaster like that. We're kind of like that. We're the first responders sometimes to other people that we're mentoring, and they're coming to us needing our guidance and our direction. So we got to be able to see that, you know, and if we want to help them on the destination, there's some things that we need to look for. We need to know what they cry about. You know, to know what people truly want, then we got to know what touches their heart. For some reason, people in today's society feel like it's about knowledge. And knowledge comes in the brain, and people want to get smarter. I think wisdom comes from the heart. Wisdom is something that you're able to reach in and you're able to understand where a person's at and where they want to go at the heart level. And whenever you do that, you're able to take them to a new level. When you know what they cry about, when you know what it is that they would die for, then you know how to connect with them. You need to know what they sing about. You know, what is it they get so passionate about they do for free? Money wasn't an object. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to do a new review on a company, and one of the things that I talk about in that company is how this company has allowed people to turn their hobby, their passion, their free time passion, into a business opportunity. And I think that's very unique. I think when you're able to find out what they sing about, you're able to take them and show them where that destination is. The third thing you want to look for is, what do they dream about? The guys right in here, Napoleon Hill said, cherish your visions and your dreams, and they will become children of your soul. The blueprint of your ultimate achievement. Man, when you think about that for a second, what is that that you dream about? What is it that your people are dreaming about? See, if you know what they cry about, what they sing about, and what they dream about, you're able to help them navigate to the destination. A navigator plots the course. You know, I had I was out at the beach, and my son called and said, let's go to breakfast, Pops. And so we headed over to Harbor Docks and had a great breakfast. We're watching the dolphins in the harbor today. And one of the things I thought about is that I've been blessed to help be his navigator, to help you know, show him some ideas and help him around some rough spots. And he's doing dynamic. And I thought, man, isn't that what we're supposed to do with all of our people? We're helped to plot the course. Set them on the course. It doesn't mean that they're going to make it. It doesn't mean they might not run aground sometimes. We already know they're going to be just like us. They're going to have problems. Everybody that we come in contact with, when you analyze it out, every human being is the same. We live in different cultures, and we come from different backgrounds, and we have different society levels of economic success and all that stuff. But at the heart level, we all want to be somebody. We all want to be able to accomplish our dreams and accomplish our goals. And that's what a navigator does. If you're going to be that navigator, you're going to be that mentor. You got to understand, people are also going to probably come at you, and you're going to have people that you've tried to help and they didn't get it, or you weren't at their level of leadership and they outgrew you, and they may not think you're the leader that you're supposed to be. You got to look in your own heart and say, what am I? Have I lost my destination? Have I lost my mentor who's helped keeping me on track? See, we got to remember that at the bottom of influence, the one thing that always stands true is that it's never about us. It's always about the other person. We need to help them navigate where they need to go. We all are going to know where our people are at, but where do they need to go? Same thing rings true with you. Every time you're helping a student, you need to be helping yourself. Where do I need to go? Who do I need to go to be mentored with? You know, what is it that I need to be doing? People who have not yet experienced success often have no idea what it takes to get them where they want to go, or where they're at to where they want to go. And folks, listen, this is a big deal. Success is also never about the outward things. It's never about the lifestyle achievement. It's about the life achievement. It's about how you grow as the person. I know some great people that are fishermen. And on the surface, they don't look like, you know, they've been very successful. But yet when you say their name, they're like icons. And people say, man, if it wasn't for them breaking ground in the fishing industry, we wouldn't be where we're at today. And it's like, wow. You know, and they've been very successful, but it's more than just the money. You know, when people used to say Sam Walton would drive into town in his old truck, it was more than just the money to him. Money was just the byproduct. Folks, success is about that personal growth. That's why we're studying how to become a person of influence. As the navigator, you've got to show them the best course. This is one of the things I like about Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan doesn't have a problem with other people rising up as leaders, other people hitting that top level of mentoring. He really wants people to go out on their own. And that's the coolest thing about this. That's what a true person of influence does. You've got to be, as a navigator, you've got to be able to show them what they need to know. See, a good navigator, and Jim writes this so great in here, a good navigator recognizes the blind spots in others, gently identifies them, and helps the people overcome them. There's a difference between a blind spot and a weakness. And I have been, let me tell you, man, it is so cool when you open yourself up to the accountability of others. I have a guy that has become a friend of mine in network marketing. We've never met. And I'm not going to give his name right now. I may in a future broadcast. But what's so cool is that when he sees me getting out of line, he always seems to say, Troy, think about this. Troy, what about this? Troy, you know, and yesterday he knew I'd been struggling with some areas that I'm trying to really grab and be able to start some training in. And he said, hey, I want you to watch this video because I think this might be the catalyst that you're looking for. And as I watched that video, it was about 30 minutes long, and I sat down last night, and I had my little dog in my lap, and I'm watching this, and sure enough, this is what I was looking for. It confirmed what I already had written in my journal that day about I want to gain wisdom, not knowledge. I want to be able to grow as a person to lead my family and those that God have put me in contact with at a deeper level. And that, sure enough, that video, he knew, and we hadn't even talked. See, that's what happens when you allow people to mentor you and to equip you and to be able to tell you what you need to know, and that's what we have to do. We have to be able to tell them how they need to grow as a navigator. See, this is important because as they grow, we grow. Very seldom, and now every now and then it happens, but I would say that very seldom do you see somebody that's a mentor stay at their same level. They're constantly growing also through successes, through failures, through setbacks, through breakthroughs, all of this stuff. And that's the key. See, when we're navigating for others, we got to remember that they can't make that whole trip in a day. You know, John Maxwell, I remember when he had to navigate his company from California to Atlanta. He wanted everybody to go along on the trip with him. His closest assistant was at the airport and called and said, John, I just can't do it. I don't feel like this is what God wants me to do. And John said, I totally understand. They moved the crew to Atlanta. Some people stayed in San Diego. They went on to succeed. Even after, this is the coolest part about John Maxwell, and this is what I've grown to adore about him. Even after getting to Atlanta, his right-hand lieutenant, who had been with him for years, both at his church and at Enjoy, said, John, it's time for us to branch out and help other people. Some of them went on staff at churches. Some of them launched the Catalyst organization and then went on to launch their own nonprofits and their own for-profits organizations. John has constantly come alongside. Now when you go to Catalyst, you see all these great guys that were the founders of it that are really no longer part of the day-to-day operation. They've all gone out and they fulfilled their mission in life. And John has praised them and upheld them for that. That's what you want to do with your leaders. You've got to know how they have to grow. Listen to this. I think this is good. A number two pencil and a dream can take you anywhere. Jay Myers said that. Let me say that again. A number two pencil and a dream can take you anywhere. You realize every great event in history started with somebody writing it on a piece of paper. That's why I have journals laying around. I journal my successes. I journal my sins. I journal my mistakes. I journal what I learn. You know, I journal spiritual breakthroughs, physical breakthroughs. Folks, when you write it down, you know that you're moving forward. If you don't, you never know where you came from. See, that's the key. You know where you're at, but you got to know where you're going to go. You got to know where you've been so you don't make the same. And as we work with people to help them figure out not only their long-term destination, but also the small steps along the way, we literally help them identify the attainable goals. See, it's all about these little steps. I call them objectives. I learned that from Tony Robbins, the difference between the mental difference, the psychology difference between goals and objectives. And it's probably stems a lot of from military background because we didn't have goals. We always had objectives. And I look at that and it's like, this is so cool. See, a navigator also thinks ahead. See, when you're helping other people, you're thinking ahead of the game. You're focusing on where you're going to take people, how you're going to get them there. Here's a few things that I think that need to be written down as we're focusing on this. And like I said, yeah, I can't do justice to John Maxwell or Jim Jordan. I'm not in their league when it comes to being an oracle, when it comes to writing, stuff like that. I attain to be like that, but I'm not there. Lord knows people are gracious to show me my mistakes all the time publicly, and I learn from it. I love critics because it allows me to become a better person. So don't think I'm trying to tell you I know it all. Lord knows I'm far from it. I'm still an apprentice in everything that I train on. But here's what a navigator does. Number one, they realize that everybody faces problems. And see, part of being able to help a person navigate to where they want to go is understanding that there's problems facing them every day. Now, this book, the original copy, I think the guys have or are, and I don't remember which, doing an update to this book. But let's talk about this. This was written in 97, so I'm going to give you some stats in the book that are probably a lot higher now compared to then. But number one, 39% of people out there face some kind of financial problem. 16% face job-related problems. 12% face personal health issues. 8% face time and stress issues. 7% parenting. 6% educational attainments. You know, 3% fear crime. 3% feel personal relationships. There's always some kind of fear that somebody's facing, some kind of problem. And if you can show them that problems are something you don't have an answer to, but a situation is something you can find a solution to, then you know you're navigating them in the right area. Number two, successful people, now listen to me here. Successful people face more problems than unsuccessful people. Problems can become opportunities instead of obstacles. And I think that key phrase that the guys write, problems become opportunities instead of obstacles. That's the difference between what we would call a successful person and an unsuccessful person. Successful people always have more situations facing them in head on. But they learn that these aren't problems, so they don't just die. They don't just wither up. They just keep going forward. This is where faith comes in. I mean, not faith in yourself, but faith in the big picture. Unsuccessful people just look at them and say, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to stop. And they're like Huck Finn, just sitting on the banks of the Mississippi River fishing. The boys in the book write it this way. Not only do people overcome obstacles to become successful, they even after they've achieved a level of success, they continue to face problems. The bad news is, the higher people go personally and professionally, the more complicated life gets. Schedules get tighter, money issues increase, and greater demands are put on successful people. But the good news is that if they continue to grow and develop themselves, their ability to deal with problems increase. That's the key right there. That in itself is the coolest thing when you think about this. Because when you're able to continue to grow personally, then you're able to help other people continue to grow. And by doing that, the sky's the limit. You're not going to see them as problems anymore. They're just situations and solutions come up. You're brainstorming, your whole focus group, all of a sudden together, you're able to find the answers. The third thing, money doesn't solve problems. You can't throw money at it. You can't just earn more money and think the problems go away. That won't happen. The bottom line is that you should try to help people understand money is no substitute for the basic problem-solving skills they need to develop. See, the key is helping a person develop into a person of influence. A lot of people think money, if I just had more money. Now, I understand when you don't have any money at all, money looks really good, and it's going to help. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you happy. I'm going to tell you that right now. But it isn't going to solve the internal problems that everybody has to face. This is why you see rich people. This is why you see celebrities. This is why you see the people who think they have it all together commit suicide, OD on drugs, drink themselves to death. That's the issues that we all face. And this is what we have to teach people. It's not about the focus of getting more money, getting more money, getting more money. That's not the issue here. The issue is being able to take that money once you've gotten it, be able to grow and then help others, be able to throw it back. That's what I love about guys like Zig Ziglar and Dennis Waitley and Rick Warren, Andy Stanley, John Maxwell, Jim Jordan, guys that give back. To them, the money just was the vehicle that allowed them to do more than what they'd already been doing. See, that's the key. The fourth thing that navigators understand about helping people grow and becoming a person of influence is that problems provide an opportunity for growth. That's huge. When you look at that, problems provide an opportunity for growth. As you look ahead, as you realize the people that have helped you accomplish what you've accomplished, and you realize that you're going to do that, you realize that there's still going to be some pain, there's still going to be some growth, there's still going to be a few setbacks, there are going to be breakthroughs. But overall, every time, it's a growth period. You know, if you look at the stock market, every time the stock market goes up, it comes down, but it doesn't come down as far as it did the last time, so there's always still a continued growth in the stock market. It's always continued to grow. Real estate's the same way. When you actually look at things that way, you realize, yeah, it came down, but it's still higher than what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. See, as we help others, we need to make sure that they understand the rough waters are always going to be there. There is no such thing as utopia. There's always going to be something out there. The fun thing is, though, as the navigator, you're going to help them make course correction. That's going to be the fun part. You're going to say, you know what, we just need to go a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. You know, there we go, we're going around it. You're in deep water again, you're cool, you're smooth. People don't change overall. We grow up, and what changes is our attitudes. What changes sometimes is our values. But the basic human needs we all share. So the problem comes when we haven't identified with making the right course corrections, and that's where we always need somebody that's an influence in our life that can see outside, that can help us. And it's been literally the greatest quarter I think I've had in business, because I've made a lot of course corrections. I'm still making some. And it's been phenomenal, because it's been a breakout quarter for us. And it's like, this just literally rocks, because we're making these corrections along the way. We're bringing people in. I now, Chester, I'm writing a new ebook, and it was so awesome to see people that stepped forward and said, Troy, can I read through it and give you a testimonial? I had my good friend Jim Bartlett said, Troy, you do great with videos, but can I be your spell checker? Because I know Paige is busy with, and this is awesome to me. You know, this is friends stepping forward who make up and take care of my weaknesses. And they cover with strength. And it's like, this is so awesome right here. See, that's what you want. You want people like that. You want to teach people that you're navigating, teaching people that you're mentoring, not to listen to doubting critics. See, that's huge. That is so big. When you're focused on principle-centered leadership, as Stephen Covey likes to call it, You I call it servant leadership, but you realize that because it's not about you, that it doesn't matter what the critics have to say. It doesn't matter what people write about you, say about you, whether they agree or disagree. All we have to do is stay focused on helping other people. When you stay focused on helping other people, the sky's the limit. The guys write this in the book, and I think this is good. When you are navigating for others, remember that they can't make the whole trip in a day. When you're navigating for others, remember they can't make the whole trip in a day. See, it's 100 times easier to give them a chance to just move through the water slowly than it is to try to get them there all at once. If you try to get them there all at once, they're going to make mistakes. But the other thing that this allows them to do is if you picture the Gulf of Mexico, and it's emerald green waters and it's flat, that's how life's going to be sometimes. But every now and then a squall's going to come in or a hurricane's going to come in. Those are the critics. Those are the ones that are out there criticizing people. And the guy's writing the book that says this. The truth is that it's 100 times easier to criticize others than to find solutions to problems. Well, one of the things that we've started looking at is we've gone back over a lot of our old posts, and we realized, you know, we kind of drifted away from asking questions to where we were making observations, personal opinions. Now, I don't have a problem with personal opinions. But I think when you ask questions, you get a better answer. And that's part of the law of connection, is asking the right questions, connecting at the heart. See, Jim and I both have told you guys, when you're learning something, when you're training on something, it helps you become a better leader. And man, this has just been great for me. Coach your people not to be overwhelmed by challenges. Folks, there's not a day that a new challenge doesn't come up. It just happens. Don't become overwhelmed with them. Just keep looking forward. As long as your name's not in the obituary when you look in the paper every morning, then you know that you've got a fresh start to start all over again in life. And that is truly the key. You want to be able to cruise this thing forward. You want to be able to help your people move forward. When you're helping your people and you're navigating and you're all of a sudden you're going to realize they've taken the helm of the ship. All of a sudden they're starting to navigate. That's what we're looking for here. Encourage them to seek simple solutions. Don't make this thing complicated at all. There's just no way, no reason for that. Effective problem solving is the ability to make decisions fast, but they don't have to be complicated decisions. Thomas Watson Jr., he's the former head of IBM, believed that solving problems quickly was essential to making progress. He just would always say, just solve it. He wanted to say, solve it quickly, solve it right or wrong. That was his focus. He just wanted the issue solved. Wrong, it'll come back and slap you in the face, and then you can solve it right. Lying dead in the water is doing nothing. It's a comfortable alternative because there's no risk involved. I thought that was great when I read that. I thought, wow. And to give you an idea, when he was running IBM, he had a sales rep, if I remember the story right, who went out and just made a drastic error in a sale. And it was going to cost IBM in the millions of dollars. And he called this sales rep into his office. And the guy had already written out his resignation. He apologized. He said, here's my resignation. And Mr. Watson looked up at him and said, why are you giving me your resignation? He said, sir, I just cost the company millions of dollars. Aren't you going to fire me? Mr. Watson looked him dead in the eye and said, absolutely not. This has been one of the most expensive educational trips we've sent any of our sales reps on. We're not about to give you up now. And I thought, man, what a great attitude. You know, most companies would have fired somebody that made this kind of mistake. They understood, look, we already have paid for this kid's education. This mistake won't happen again. Let's go out there because he just learned. See, that's the key, having confidence in your people. You know, you've got to instill confidence in people. And folks, that's what I want you to take away with today, is that no matter what the headaches are, no matter what the frustration is, a navigator always stays with their people. A navigator keeps focus on their people. A navigator doesn't ever walk away. You let the people walk away if they want to walk away. You can't change that. But if you've determined to become a person of influence, you've determined to take your to the next level, and by golly, you stand by your people. You help them. That's what builds a great leader. That's why Jim Jordan is still, after all these years, running Network 21. This is why John Maxwell, even after his heart attack, changed some course directions, went back to his core love of developing leaders worldwide, and is on his second million. Folks, this is what you do. Tomorrow we're going to start talking about connecting with people, and I love that part of it. Still on that third level of influence, but it's now we're getting into the connection part. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind.